It's time to go inside. Inside the stats. Inside the game. Inside the mind of Al Eschbach.
Hello! Can anybody hear me?
It's Inside Sports on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
And we're back here at the Lucky Star in Concho. We're going to be telling you all about it, what's going on, as we get ready for Memorial Day weekend. You ready for Memorial Day weekend, Tony?
I guess it's going to come if I'm ready or not, so I guess we'll just settle in. I really don't have any plans, so.
This would be a great weekend to find out what the woman next door is selling.
Yeah, it would be. Let's hope she's out.
Well, you think she's going to stay in the house?
She could, Al. She's notorious for this.
So you rarely see her go out. Do you see her in the backyard? I know you spy on her back
there. No, I never. Not once have I ever seen her in that backyard.
I thought
ever.
She was back there fixing the fence one time.
No. She never even fixed the fence.
Okay. And so she never goes outside?
Not when I'm out there.
Okay. So she's very pale, I take it.
Yeah, she is, actually.
Okay. Is she a big woman?
She yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say she went to the Oklahoma State Fair and they had somebody guessing her weight, what would it be?
I don't know. I'm not a good judge of that.
Yeah, throw a figure out there.
I'm between 2 and 3.
Well, that's big, I'd say.
Mm, yeah.
Very big. So.
Especially if you don't carry it right.
You ever think of asking her about what happened to a marriage?
I think I'm going to ask her what's in the boxes before I'd ask her about her married
life. That's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. And your neighbor next door, you going to talk to them?
Oh, they're just lovely. I hope they cook out and enjoy, throw beer bottles all over the place. Great.
So they have bottles and everything?
You know what? I looked over today and it was a little messy. It was a far cry from when I moved in. The neighbors that were there before were wonderful, wonderful girls.
So when did these people move in?
Year and a half.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. But at least they brought the dogs with them.
Oh, at least, you know.
Yeah.
They need a home, too.
So who lived there before?
It was like a couple of girls. They were single girls. I'd say single. They had boyfriends, but they were younger, you know. They were not married yet.
Okay.
They did a little partying on Friday or Saturday night, but very mild partying. Doors were open a little bit. Music's up a little bit. I could handle this.
Now, the people living there now don't party?
Oh, no. They might, but it's not like that.
Okay. You think any of your neighbors do meth?
Could be a possibility. Yeah, I don't know.
You might, you know, knock on a door and say, hey, I really need some meth. You got any meth for me, huh?
The other day I needed ketchup. And I was like thinking back when I was a kid, I had a neighbor that would come over and ask for random things. You ever had a neighbor that did this?
No.
Can I borrow sugar or can I borrow some tea or something? So we did. I thought about going over and asking for some ketchup, and then I go, what am I doing? I got to rethink this.
You know, it's kind of cool. It obviously is not in your neighborhood, but that how my kids grew up with all their friends in the neighborhood.
That's not.
And they're still a friend.
That's good.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So, in fact, when Max got married over a month ago, I got to talk and sit down and talk with some of the friends I hadn't seen in a while. And that's cool.
I bet that was a joy for you, seeing growing up.
Yeah, absolutely. So, so you got no big plans?
I just think I'll take it easy, man. Really, maybe go to the pool one day.
Now, what pool was that?
My brother-in-law's got one.
Okay. So does Aubrey like to swim?
Oh, yeah, all the time. She'd live over there if we'd let her. She really would.
You ever thought of letting her live over there for a while?
Negative,
okay.
No.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Okay.
I mean, I will have my pool up within 2 weeks.
And do you ever, go out, sit by the pool by yourself? Ever enjoy
I used to all the time. I used to. I mean, Tony, I don't know how I didn't get skin cancer, dude.
Really? You'd lay out that much, huh?
Oh, my God. I'd have one of those floaties, be on top of that, and listen to music, man, and that's as good as it gets. I mean, but no, not now. I tell you what, Tony, I would, my hair almost turned orange, like, because of being in the salt water. I mean, it just did something to it, and whatever, I have no idea, but yeah, I mean, it,
wow.
And I was dark. I was really, really, really dark.
Was it the fear that maybe skin cancer might set in, or you were like, I'm just going to have, I've had enough of this? What was it? Why don't you do it, Mike?
Probably the fear of, and I don't enjoy it much. I used to love, you know, sweating and everything, and no, a double edge of no one thought, no one, let me tell you something, Tony. No one thought, 25 years ago, or maybe long, about skin cancer, maybe 25 years ago, 20 years ago. I mean, I'm serious. People used to put that sun, when I travel, these people just out, you know, make sure there was not under some kind of protection or anything, of an umbrella or something. They were laying on the beach, and the beach was just jam-packed. I wonder now, if you went to one of the great beaches, if how many people would be not under, like, an umbrella now. Even I've seen in Thailand, Tony, that I go to the beach, you see very, very few people not under an umbrella.
Skin cancer is a very prominent thing now. I hear more and more people tell us they've got something, a lesion taken off of their face or something like that.
Like, our friend Robert Ross, that, you know, was in part owner of the Inner Urban, yeah, with Rusty Leflot, died of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it's a different world out there now. You gotta be careful. Did you ever do that? Used to go layout?
No.
Really?
No, Al. You've seen my skin, right? I'm brown all year round. So, like, in the summer, I'd go out, work with my grandfather, and get a little darker. But I never just went out to lay out.
I gotta ask you a question.
Yes.
And this. When I think what you just said, why do they call Native Americans Redskins?
It's somewhat red.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
You said you're brown.
Well, I don't know the exact hue of what my skin pigment is, but it's got a reddish tint to it.
Okay. I used to get sunburn. I was red then. As a kid, Tony, this is how stupid it was. You used to get the first sunburn just really bad. I mean, I haven't times had cream to put on sunburn. My sunburn, and I'd ache for like 2 days. And then after the first sunburn, Mr. Summer, I tan.
So you had this logic in your mind for decades that if I got the first burn,
yeah,
I could be okay for the rest of the summer and just.
And then your skin peels. Your skin peels.
Yeah. Imagine how many times you've had sunburn in your life.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I can't imagine. And think, Tony, how much those, when you buy the stuff to get tan, people aren't buying that stuff anymore, right?
Yeah, I don't think they're trying to, you know, exacerbate.
Everybody, I make sure I'd have a huge shot. I'd go through a couple of those every summer. I mean, at least.
Just walking around smelling like coconut all the time?
I didn't get the coconut oil. I got something that probably smelled better than the coconut oil. I mean, but you could smell people, Tony, when you're on the beach with the coconut oil stuff and everything.
Yeah.
And then people just, oh, that's why you got to see The Heartbreak Kid. It is so funny. They go on the honeymoon in Miami Beach. It is hilarious. Charles Grodin, the original Heartbreak Kid, really, 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 really funny. So, yeah, I can't imagine suntan oils being a big seller these days, right?
No, they tell you to wear the block. The block is way more popular than I think.
Yeah,
the suntan.
And that's what I started using was the block.
Put it on your nose and your face and all this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But now it's I'm under I'm in cover. So I think you know what's weird? Why weren't people getting this until, you know, like the last 20 or 30 years ago, Tony?
Well, I think the science has finally caught up. And it, maybe what our ozone
something, layer? Yeah. I think it had something to do with the climate change.
Could be.
I think, yeah. Google, when did skin cancer become prevalent? I mean, you know, it could be back. Ben Franklin might have discovered it.
Yeah,
but find that out for me.
When did skin cancer increase? Melanoma rates in the U.S. have been rising rapidly over the past 30 years.
30 years, here we go.
Doubling from 82 to 2011.
See?
Nice observation.
Yeah. Would you doubt my observation?
Absolutely not, because I thought these were the years, too.
Okay. By the way, could you have made music any harder today?
Oh, these are songs that were in the, like, top 20 of that list that I pull. I made specific sure.
Get out of here. You're telling me all the songs you give me were in the top 20?
They may have been, like, right out of the 20th, but
get
they were up
the one by the Sapphires? Are you kidding me?
That is a good song, Al.
It's a great song. I have it loaded. I have it that downloaded on Spotify.
I'm almost thinking that is bumper-worthy music. The intro.
Play one
it.
More. Play it again. That's a really good
it
song.
It is.
I mean, it is. It's really, really good. About a one-hit wonder.
Who do you love? I wanna know. I wanna know. Who do you love? I wanna know. I wanna know. Where did you go?
That sounds so Motown-ish. It really does.
She had a good voice. Who was the lead of that?
I'm not sure.
It's somebody I don't think any of us know.
And I read they were a Philadelphia group, Pennsylvania,
really?
Or something like that.
What year was that song?
1964.
Okay. That's a nice, smooth song. Really smooth song. So,
see here, the Sapphires, an American pop ensemble from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Their sound was comparable to much of the music released on Motown in the 60s.
What label were they?
See, it was a really random label, Swan Records.
I never heard of Swan Records. Wow. Yeah, that's a nice, smooth song. Nice, smooth song. Okay, the question I'm going to throw out, you're going to put it out there too, Tony. I want to have people call in. When OU goes to the SEC, should they play each other, OU and OSU in football? Should there be Bedlam football when OU goes to the SEC? And now think about it. From OSU point of view, do you want to play OU every year? And from an OU point of view, do you want to play OSU every year? I kind of think it's not happening. I will be shocked. And I mean, I'm using the word shocked. If Bedlam continues.
I just posted this at Sports Animal on Twitter, at Sports Animal.
By the way, we got any good text today?
Yeah, there's been a few that have come through since 4.
What do we got?
There was really one, a funny one about you. Al's glass is always half empty.
My glass is always, what does that mean?
What is it? Is that a pessimist?
What do you mean I'm a pessimist?
The glass is half empty. It's not half full. Some say the glass is half empty. Others say it's half full. Which one are you?
I have no idea. I mean, I can psychologize myself a lot, psychoanalyze.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had that one thrown at me before.
Jim, I busted a gut today. Thinks that music selection was the worst. I don't think it was the worst, was it? We've had worse.
You had some really bad. What was that one you played by Carl Dopkins, Jr., My Heart is an Open Book? That's a terrible song.
That was a big hit for Carl.
I mean, it was a terrible song.
Terrible. I thought you would jump it down at Papa Joe's. You really got on it. That's the second time I've given you that song.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
You talk about a one-hit wonder.
I couldn't even find anything on the band or the song. It's that rare.
I mean, and that's definitely a song that charted. Then there was a Papa Joe's in New Orleans. I doubt if it's still there. Google Papa Joe's and see if there was what happened to Papa Joe's in New Orleans.
It sounded like a happening place.
No doubt about it, but probably not happening anymore.
There is a Papa Joe's at 516 Bourbon Street.
There still is?
Yeah, but I since 1718. Yeah, it's yeah.
Gosh, I don't remember it going down there now, and I did not know it. And what's it famous for?
Oh, what's that's New say? Orleans since 1718. It just says Papa Joe's, New Orleans. I get a phone number here. There's no more information. What if it's the original?
I can't be. That if it was a famous place like that, it would be. There'd be a Wikipedia page. Is a Wikipedia page for it?
No, I just went to New Orleans. Let me see. You're right. It would be.
Yeah. There's no way it's still there. No way.
No, I don't see anything here on it.
Yeah. There's no more Papa Joe's there anymore in New Orleans. So, but yeah, the question is, should OU and OSU play each other in football? And I want views from both OU fans and OSU fans. Opinions. My opinion is no, they shouldn't play. I'd like it to be played. I don't think it's advantageous to either program to play each other once OU heads to the SEC, which will be 2025. We're here at a great place, the Lucky Star. They got tomorrow. Pinatas and Progressive, the drawings of $500,000 going on. Come out, win some money right here at the Lucky Store in Concho. We're going to come back, take phone calls, the lines are open. Let's get them filled. Let's talk. 98.1 FM, Delta Sports Animal.
We're still live in local Oklahoma. More of Al Eschbach.
Call and we'll talk.
Is next. Call in on the Lucky Star line at 460-WWLS or text your comments to the Trade Pros Heat and Air Sports Animal Text Nation line. Text ANIMAL to 62582 to join. Messaging and data rates may apply. 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
That the TaylorMade Stealth Driver are waning. The contest is almost over because the driver a day in May doesn't work in June. I mean, I guess it could, but it wouldn't be a flashy name, right? So you got to win. You got to this next week. Keep listening after the holiday. Powered by Windstar World Casino and Resorts Golf Club and Academy and presented by Michelob Ultra. The Sports Animals Driver a Day in May. You win the Stealth Driver and the round of golf at Windstar. You got qualified to win the grand prize, a golf experience for you and three friends at Windstar. They take care of you. First-class accommodations, yeah? So enter today at thesportsanimal.com. You can catch the morning animals next week. See if you're the winner of the TaylorMade Stealth Driver. Go to thesportsanimal.com now. Good luck from Michelob Ultra, Windstar, and the Sports Animal.
Well, you can have your gold and your diamonds, too. All I want is a ring.
Back here at the Lucky Star, right here in Concho. Our poll, Tony, what we got in the two questions we got going on?
So the one from last night at Sports Animal on Twitter, OU fans, would you rather the Sooners play USC as a scheduled game or wait to meet Lincoln and the Trojans in a bowl game? 65 say wait till the bowl game, 35 say scheduled game. And tonight's poll, after OU joins the SEC, would you want Bedlam football to continue? 52% says yes, 47 says no.
Okay. Again, I don't think it helps either school. I really don't. I mean, I don't think either school needs to play that type of game with the schedule they're going to play. The problem you got, Tony, is the people that want to play it, they're going to get pissed off if their team gets beat. And it hurts them getting into the playoffs. So that's just my take on it. But I'd love to know what you people think. I really do. So let's get to Blake. Got one line open. Blake, you're on the animal.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Doing fine. Ready for this long weekend.
So am I.
Yeah. So I am an Oklahoma State fan. I will say that right off the bat. And from the Oklahoma State side, I think you definitely want to keep playing OU, even though the Cowboys have struggled so much historically, and even under Gundy against OU. I think with the Big 12, they're going to take a hit in the name with OU and Texas leaving. Cincinnati looks like a formidable team coming in. BYU could be as well. You don't know with the other two. You know, maybe Houston will be able to compete, but they could be just like TCU. OU legitimizes the schedule every year, just like they have for years and years in conference. From OU's perspective, you know, like you were saying, maybe hinting at, you know, what do they have to gain? Really, the only thing that I can think about is taking from what Brent Venables has been saying is going back to the Oklahoma roots of the program. And there's so much history with Bedlam. I know Sooner fans say Texas is the biggest rival, and I'm not going to refute that at all. But maybe there's some in-state recruiting going on. If OU struggles with the SEC competition and OSU has a great season, maybe they go 11-1. Heck, maybe they go undefeated in the regular season with an easier schedule without playing OU. Then do you start getting the talking and recruiting of we're the actual best program in state? And if OU plays, you know, SEC schedule, has, you know, more 3 or 4 loss seasons than they're used to playing in the Big 12, you know, actually beating them head-to-head could help them.
Well, let me throw this at you. First of all, with OU and Texas gone, OSU, they might be the best program in the Big 12. And if that's the case, they're getting in the college football playoff every year if they win the Big 12. So why do you risk it to play OU?
Do you really think a team from the new Big 12 gets in every year?
Yeah, they'll be in there. The Power 5, no doubt. 100%. When it expands to 12.
Al, what about the ACC or the Pac-12 currently? Because I think they dropped down to that level, and I think just another SEC team can get in now.
But listen, if they go 12 teams, 100% will the Big 12 champion get in.
But the ACC has 12 teams, and the Pac-12 has 12 teams, and
well, yeah, you got to come up with 12 teams. I mean, so 2 or 3 from the SEC, 1 or 2 from the Big 12, maybe 3 from the Big 10, 1 from the ACC, 1 from the Pac-12. I mean,
okay, that's fair. But I'm just saying. I mean, OSU needs to schedule somebody tough in the non-conference, in my opinion.
Yeah, they're playing Alabama here. You think at the end of this, you know, decade, they want to play Alabama and Oklahoma season?
We'll see how that all shakes out, if that ever actually happens. There's so much change that's going to happen, you know.
Yeah.
You never really know with scheduling. They were supposed to play Clemson, too, and that all got backed out of. So, but, I mean, personally, maybe I'm a little biased just because I hope to still see that game happen because they've just been so much fun over the last.
Oh, I know. I agree with you. It's been incredible. Been so many memories from the Bedlam game. It's been unbelievable. But I myself, and I know obviously we look at the big number, I disagree. I don't think it's practical for either program. Okay.
One last question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't you think OSU has done a great job recruiting in state recently? And do you think that, I mean, Brent has definitely talked about, obviously he's still going to recruit nationally, but he seems to be really focused on, you know, making the relationships again with Oklahoma coaches that, you know, am I allowed to say his name? Lincoln Riley didn't do as good of a job doing. And, you know, Oklahoma State definitely has a lot of pipelines locally, you know, Edmond Santa Fe, They got some kids out of Tulsa schools and that sort of thing. That might be just one more thing saying, you know, hey, we're going to have a lot of games here locally with Big 12 schools, whereas, you know, you got to travel a little bit further for those SEC games. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good point. Hey, I appreciate it. Take care, Blake.
All right, thank you.
Take care. See ya. Let's go to Gary. You're up, Gary.
Hey, sir.
Yeah, what's going on?
Historically, yes, I'd like to see him play.
Okay.
Future, probably not.
Okay, explain, please.
I mean, just the history of it, and, you know, it gets in your blood, and you want to see him play.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, so you sort of agree with me. Historically, yeah, it's great, but is it practical to do it? Yeah.
Yeah,
going
what does it do?
Yeah. I don't see it. I think both programs have too much to lose by playing the thing.
I agree. And then a second point.
Sure.
On your discussion before about skin cancer.
Yeah.
I remember my sisters back in the 70s would lather themselves up with baby oil and just go out there and lay in the sun.
Oh, I know. Yeah, Johnson baby oil. Oh, I know. Yeah.
And put lemon oil in their hair so they bleach out, and baby oil in their skin. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, I've been to the ocean so many times, and my habits have definitely changed over the years. We used to put that oil on ourselves, okay?
Just to magnify it.
Yeah, you're right. Take care. That wasn't real smart of us. Force it to go to the less. Let's go to Singapore. What's up, SP? Go ahead, Singapore.
Hey, Al. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Sorry, buddy. Hey,
no problem.
I just wanted to say that there's no incentive for a true Sooner to ever want to go to Stillwater, and the facilities are definitely not equal, and people tell me that. I've been up there. There's no way that that's comparable to the Palace, and all we do, it's time for them to walk on their own. We'll walk on our own. We got enough competition. I don't want to give somebody a chance to upset us and make the whole season while we lose a game that might cost us something in the SEC. We got enough competition there. There's no incentive for us to do it. And I am so glad finally to be decoupled from them, and I never liked it. My little nephew had to play a state high school playoff there, and I was forced to go there in very cold weather. And I've been to games up there, and I have no interest in going there, and they can have it, and that traditional stuff. It's just like down there in Dallas for me. I don't go down there anymore because that stadium there at the Cotton Bowl reminds me of my old neighborhood. When you got concertina wire on every air conditioner, it's not an area I want to be in. I want to be in Jerry World with air conditioning and comfort. And, you know, you have to accept modern amenities when you get older, and I'm all about it. So that's my opinion. Have a great holiday. You and Tony are awesome. And Tony would have been a fantastic Marine because he's a Kiowa, and they are – tough people. Take care.
See, what's the movie? Platoon. Tony be killing his own troops.
With a friendly fire incident.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's kind of funny. I just got a text from Blaine, and I was going to say this in a second. Of course, Blaine and I thought the same thing. It'd be really nice if we hear from Scott. Get Scott's opinion on this.
Yeah, where has Scott been?
I mean, probably doing a lot of shopping at Walmart, right?
Right.
What's the poll say now, Tony?
Let's see. For yes, 54%. No, 46%. That's out of 187 votes.
Okay.
Come on, folks. At Sports Animal on Twitter.
Yeah. Again, it's great for fans, but fans are going to get pissed off if it costs one of their teams a chance to play in the playoff. You know, there's some fans, they just want to, they just bring it on. Well, they, you know, well, that's not practical. And coaches don't want it. And athletic directors don't want it. So, it's great for fans when they want it and everything, but from practicality, if they lose, just like OU, let me tell you something. Only people that want OU that go in the SEC, if they don't have this dominant success, they're going to get pissed off. So let's go to Mike. You're up, Mike.
Hey, Al, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
My tie.
Outstanding. Very good.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I wanted to pivot from that just because the last two callers kind of, you know, I didn't like the OU's arrogant fans calling, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
but the OSU
fans,
they succinctly wrap that up. I'm good with that. I think it doesn't do good for OU and OSU and will help, but blah, blah, blah. I wanted to pivot because you saw Wilt Chamberlain live, right? Am I correct in assuming that?
Yes.
Okay, and I'll take this off the air. One of the greatest stats nobody really talks about much is the man averaged 45 minutes a game for his career. In 1 year, averaged 48 minutes. Like 0.2.
Over 48 minutes. I think it was 1962.
I think so. I think it was the same year he scored 50 a year, a game, but if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, I'd like to hear old stories like that. So if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to hang up and listen and just talk about what it was like to see him live. Have a good weekend.
Wilt Chamberlain, Tony, was bigger than life. And not just size-wise. It's like, you heard of Wilt Chamberlain. You didn't see, you know, all these 7 foot freaks. As a kid, when I got to see him play, I mean, that's as good as it gets. I mean, going to the Garden and, you know what? I've gotten, you know, I think about this. I've gotten to see Chamberlain in person. I got to see Jim Brown in person. I got to see then Lou Alcindor play in high school. I got to see Willie Mays play in person. I got to see Mickey Mantle play in person. But Wilt Chamberlain, I think the two people, as I look back growing up as a kid, that excited me the most about were Jim Brown and Chamberlain, because they were so far ahead of anybody else in their sports up till then. And that's why I go nuts when people don't put Chamberlain in their top five. He did things that no other person in basketball history did, and he played against some really good competition, and he was a great, I do mean a great athlete. I implore you people, sometime just go on YouTube and just watch some highlights of Wilt Chamberlain. He was just unbelievable. Could do everything except shoot foul shots. It's the one thing that he couldn't do, but he was an absolute freak of an athlete, and what a thrill it was for me as a kid to go watch him play. We're here at the Lucky Star. Come on out here tomorrow. Pinatas and Progressives. They're going to $500, $1,000 drawings going on. So come on, check it out. Win some money and have some fun right here in Concho, just north of El Rio. We're going to come back, continue our great conversation on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
Stay with us.
What was your question, Tony?
We're live and local until 8.
Hello.
Call the Sports Animal and be a Johnny's Charcoal Broiler first-time caller.
Let's talk.
All first-time callers win a $25 credit on the free Johnny's app. Download the free app today. Johnny's, an OKC legend since 1971, with locations all over the metro.
To the phones.
The Sports Animal.
The Remington Park racing season wraps up on Saturday, May 28th. That's tomorrow, with Champions Night, featuring the million-dollar Heritage Place Futurity. First race tomorrow night, Champions Night, is 5 p.m. at Remington Park. Don't be late. One open phone line here, 460-WWLS, 888-285-9957, or the Trade Pros Heat and Air Sports Animal Text Nation line. To opt in, text ANIMAL to 62582. And then if you want to comment or what have you, you can text it in. There's a poll up at Sports Animal on Twitter. Should OU continue to play Bedlam football after OU joins the SEC? Currently, our poll stands at, let me refresh the screen here. Yes is 54%, 45% says no. More with the legend Al Eschbach next.
The Middle of the Day Show with Mark Rogers. Mark Rogers.
Oklahoma Sooner legend Mr. Thomas Law. Should they place restrictions on a transfer? Say you perform very well early on and you want to just kind of hop around. I just don't see how that's good for the sport.
It's not good for the sport, but the way they've been treating athletes all these years, it's not good for the sport either. I think they had an opportunity many years ago to help these players more than they do. Things are a little chaotic, but I do believe things are going to settle down.
The Middle of the Day Show with Mark Rogers. Weekdays at noon on WWLS, the sports animal.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to...
We're back here at the Lucky Star. About ready to start my weekend a little bit more than an hour. Love three-day weekends. Let us, got a couple lines open. Let's get it going. Question again, I've thrown out there. Would you want to see Bedlam football continued? So, and is it practical? Again, a word, is it practical? Let us get to the telephone. Let's go to Lynn. Tell me, please, Lynn.
Hey, Al, can you hear me okay?
Certainly can, Lynn.
Hey, great. Hey, Al, I just want to thank you for all the years you've been on the air. And
well, appreciate that.
Now, I've been listening to you back in 80, 81 with John Dale and all those guys, you know.
Oh, yeah. I had a chance to work with some great people. That's what they have so bad. Over the years, I've had a chance to work with some great, great people. I mean, tremendous people. Been very fortunate.
Yeah.
And yeah, back to my KTOK days. Oh gosh, with B.J. Wexler, with Bob Durgan, with John Dale. I mean, Ed Sasson. Said Bob Durgan. I mean, Carlton Cordell. Just great. And then at the Sports Animal, with all the years I worked with Jim and Craig Humphreys, Curtis, and all the people. The Morning Animal. I mean, I've been really, 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 really fortunate. Mark Rogers, good friends. So yeah. Just been really, really lucky.
Well, don't ever quit what you're doing. I know one of these years you're going to have to hang it up, but we're going to miss you when you're gone.
Well, I appreciate it. I right now I have no immediate plans. Okay.
Oh, that's awesome because you and of course John Dale. I mean not John Dale, but you know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
No, who are you talking about?
Jim Traber, what am I thinking?
Yeah.
Of course, Jim, I mean, I was just trying, I got confused thinking about those other guys. But you and Jim, you guys have got just such an awesome thing going. And I learned so much from listening to you guys. And then, you know, you're just a really great guy. And I've never called in, never talked to you before. I talked to John Dale one time. And that's maybe the only time I've called in all these years, but you may never hear from me again because you know I don't have a lot of sports questions, you know.
Nothing wrong with that. No, you can call and talk about anything. Okay.
You know, but man, we love you out here, and God bless you, man.
Thank you. Give me a song by. Now I lost the song in my head, Tony. Oh my gosh, he's going to kill me now, Tony.
Pretty little
girl. A little girl of mine. It's a really good doo-wop song.
Yeah, these
little
are
girl mine.
Yeah.
Like it, Tony?
Yeah, I like
it.
Yeah, it's a good one, man.
Yeah, yeah. They and you know what? Sometimes go on YouTube, and they had a little dance to them too.
Always liked the groups with the choreography, weren't they? The coolest.
Yeah, the Cleftones did without a doubt. And they had a good sound and everything. So now those songs you gave to Jim today seem pretty hard.
Well, you knew the Argent. He didn't
Argent. Yeah, right. Yeah, I knew. Ron Argent sang it.
And
Hold Your Head High.
Every
a great song.
Olivia Newton-John song I've ever given Jim, he's nailed. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. He's been really good. He loves some strange people sometimes.
He does.
He really
Billy
does.
Vera and the Beaters. Who? Jim's the only dude I've ever met that would request that song. Ever.
My God, I mean that's unbelievable. Let's go, Kay. Let's go to Brad. Brad, you're on the animal. Do me, please.
Al, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Hey, you mentioned all those guys you've seen play. Have you ever seen Michael Jordan play in real life?
Yes, I've seen Jordan play. Yes, yes.
How was that?
Unbelievable. Just and then with the Thunder here, then I got to see everybody with Kobe and Shaq and all those guys. So, but yeah, seeing Jordan, that's one thing. I saw Larry Bird play in college.
Cool.
I saw Magic in college.
Wow.
I saw Maravich in college. So,
yeah.
As far as basketball, I've seen just about all the great ones. I saw Bill Russell in person. And remember, since you know, I grew up as a sports junkie, so just getting on a bus and then the subway, go to Madison Square Garden, was a thrill. I mean,
yeah.
just unbelievable. So yeah, in basketball, I have seen most of the great ones, and no doubt about that.
Well, I was going to say one thing about Jordan. I saw him when I was like 12 years old. It was a Christmas present for us to go up to Chicago and get terrible seats to a Bulls game in like 1996. And, I mean, he scored 45 points that night, but he made it look easy. It was, like, just a boring night. I mean, that's just how great he was. I'll take that off the air. Thanks, Al.
Okay. You know, it was also, we don't talk about that, I loved when I saw him in person. He was Allen Iverson. I mean, my God, you know, he wasn't very tall and everything, but, boy, he was fun to watch. I mean, that was, no, I've been very, very fortunate to see, over the years, see the great ones play. We are here at the Lucky Star. We got one more hour. Don't forget, they got a lot of stuff going on tomorrow. Pinatas and Progressives, $500,000 drawings coming up. Come out and win some money. Also, great food and drink out here right north of El Rito, the Lucky Star. We're going to go back, take more phone calls. One more hour. 98.1 FM, WWS, the Sports Animal.
Stay with us.
Is that unbelievable?
I think so.
Al's live and local until 8.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's tonight's top 10 list. Let's go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Whether it's a big trade or signing, a wild play that changes the game, or just the rumor mill heating up. Dive into the week's biggest sports stories as heard on WWLS with the Sports Animal's Top 10 each Saturday afternoon from 5 to 7. Preston Poole counts down the stories each week so you're always in the know of what's hot in the sports world. The Sports Animal Top 10, Saturday starting at 5 p.m. on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
My favorite hour of the week, the last hour. Right, Tony?
I'm in agreement. Yeah, absolutely.
Just You'll be getting ready to go to school here pretty soon.
I know, we were just talking
about
that.
Your life is going to get really busy. You know, you're going to be, you're a DJ, you worked here, and you're going to go to school?
Yeah, I'm going to pull it off. And a father, too? Yeah.
And a father? Yeah, man.
Do you think I can pull this off? Is it manageable?
Yeah, it's manageable. I mean, you're going to have to be disciplined. But, yeah, it's really, I think it's... now, are you taking any online classes, or are they going to be all in person?
There's two online, like Intro to Marketing, and then what is it? The Humanities. It's the Humanities course I have to take.
Okay. Well, you're just going to be disciplined, Tony.
My partying days are way behind me, Al. So I think I've got maybe a managed my time now. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. Tony. I was one of those dumbasses that didn't do anything, and then I just crammed for exams.
Oh, I mean, used to try that, and it never worked out for me.
Yeah, it barely worked out for me as I graduated. I tell people to 2000000 exactly. So that was something that I did. I was horrible. I mean, I was an absolute horrible student. Horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible.
There is a graduation. I guess you were asked to speak at the graduation, a few years ago at OU?
Yes, at OU, journalism school. I gave the speech, the main speech.
I loved every bit of it. But do you think or feel maybe there were people in the audience like, what is going on here? I laughed the entire time I watched it online.
Yeah, they probably, some of them go, who the hell is he? Because remember, a lot of those kids that graduated from out of state, so a lot of people didn't know who I was.
Oh, they
Yeah. So, but you know, it's kind of cool too. There was a lot of the students that I taught were graduating there. And, they didn't know. One of the first things I said in the main speech, you know, when you sit and go to a place with speakers, you just, you hope they don't go on forever.
Yes.
I mean, just, yeah. And I said, you're going to be happy to know in about 7 or 8 minutes, I'm out of here. And I got a great applause for that. So, I enjoyed being the main speaker at the graduation of Gaylord College. Let's get the phones going. We got a line open, your name written all over it. Derek, you're up, Derek.
Man, Al, one of my favorite actors died. Ray Liotta, man.
Oh, I know. Crazy. I know. Goodfellas. You know, Shane, he didn't. He actually did Goodfellas. He's great, but he was never in another main movie. I mean, being a main star.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to ask you what your favorite movie of his was.
I can only remember Goodfellas.
How about Field of Dreams? Field of Dreams.
Well, yeah.
Now, what was that about?
Joe Jackson.
Oh, yeah. He was good in that. Yeah. Yeah. That's the only two things. Yeah, he was really good in that.
A couple of movies of his. I don't know if Tony has seen them that I really liked. Because I mean, like I said, I really liked him. He was good in this movie called Identity with John Cusack was in it.
Somebody told me that's like a Twilight Zone movie. Is it?
Yes, I kind of it's kind of got that kind of feel to it. I mean, it's not made by the same guys.
Well, yeah, but I mean, is it a sci-fi or what's the premise of that?
Well, it's kind of it's like a suspenseful movie. Yeah, it's got a little sci-fi to it.
Or maybe, is it more Hitchcock than sci-fi? Said one was like, was that the one that would be more like Hitchcock movie?
Yeah, I would say more Hitchcock, to be honest
okay.
with you.
Okay, that's what, there was another one that was that told me it was a Hitchcock and one Serling, so that had to be the Hitchcock Identity.
Yeah, Identity's a good movie to see. I mean, it is good. And then another one I like of his that's kind of a comedy is called Heartbreakers. It has Gene Hackman, Sigourney Weaver, Jennifer Love Hewitt's in it.
You want to see a really good comedy, and it's on YouTube free, The Heartbreak Kid.
Oh, yes, with Ben Stiller?
No. The original one, a hundred times better than the Ben Stiller one. Not even close.
You know, I've never seen the original.
Charles Grodin, Sybil Shepherd, Eddie Albert.
Okay, I'll have to try to, like, see that. I've never seen
it is so funny. And when you see it, you'll go, oh, this is so much better than the Ben Stiller one.
Okay, so, I'll take you up for on that one, Al.
You also got to see the George Carlin documentary that came out this week.
It's really good.
Now I'll see the Heartbreak Kid, Al. But you still need to. I keep telling you every year you need to see that movie Draft Day with Kevin Costner, and you haven't seen it yet.
I will try to see it. Okay.
And hey, Al, I wanted to ask you a question on the. I heard your interview on Venables the other day. I thought that was cool. But it got me to thinking, Lincoln Riley never came on your show ever, did he?
Oh, he came on a few times. Not many. We've only had Brent on twice in the last few months. I mean, Lincoln, I don't know when the last time I had Lincoln Riley on.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was like, I guess it was so long, I never really even thought he ever came on for interviews at all.
He came on with Jim and I. Is what he did. Dealing with him was not fun, okay? It just wasn't fun. He took that fun out of covering OU football away.
You probably had more access to OU with Schellenberger than him, didn't you?
No, there's no doubt about it. No, it was not even close. Not even close. I got really close to all the assistants from Howard said, we just go to Hooters all the time.
with Schellenberger's coaches?
Assistants. Gary Nord, and we had a hell of a time. Yeah. And I felt sorry. Like, I talk to my students when I teach them, and they go, hey, you guys, you know how it used to be fun covering. Lincoln Riley made it a drag covering them. I mean, it became really, really difficult.
Well, obviously, isn't that a little bit kind of like the Thunder, though, with Presti, a little bit?
Yeah, it's impossible. It's exactly the same thing. It's ridiculous.
They're very similar, those two guys, I feel like. I mean, obviously, I know Sam Presti's probably not a big jerk like.
I think Presti's a really good guy, but he's really, really secretive.
Yeah, top secret. Yeah, I mean, he's not going to let – he doesn't really do many interviews. I don't think Sam Presti's
like
ever
Riley.
Came on.
And Riley was so secretive. I mean, yeah. I mean, just insane. I mean
– All right. One last question now.
Yeah.
I probably already know the answer, but you're – okay, when it comes to, like, Memorial Day weekend, do you ever have the boys over and cook out on the grill? Are you a grill guy? Do you ever cook out?
No, I cook pasta every Sunday, so they'll be over Sunday for pasta, okay?
So you probably don't own a grill.
I had one. I don't use it, okay? I did when I was married, okay? Not now.
Okay. I figured that much. I never heard you talk about cooking out on the grill before.
No, that's not me now, okay? Take care. Okay. See, by the way, Blaine texted me. He wanted me to ask you, what kind of chance, what percent we have of getting Lincoln Riley on this show, Tony?
0.0.
It was like that in the past, too.
Right.
So you've seen the Carlin documentary?
I watched part two last night. I've got like a couple of minutes left, but my goodness, Al.
Is it not unbelievable?
I didn't realize how far back Carlin went. I mean, I caught the later Carlin as a kid and thought he was...
Okay.
But I mean, the early Carlin... What I thought was amazing, he's doing an interview, and the lady asked him, your way with words, he goes, oh, my babies. The guy's a wordsmith, and that's what he really based his whole thing off, his words.
Yeah.
It's just brilliant.
His words and his facial expressions.
Yes.
I mean, he could move his face...
And the sounds, the sounds that he would make.
Yeah. I just thought, just brilliant. I mean, and I've always said that, and you did. I didn't realize how big his coke problem was.
Well, he seemed to just clear it up after the wife got sober. He felt it was probably pretty important to do that. But also, you know, you got comics like Sam Kinison. I think when he referenced Sam Kinison, he goes, this guy, he had to step his game up once Sam Kinison arrived on the scene.
I was never a Kinison fan.
He'd laughed and laughed.
Never. I was not. Who's the guy that yelled all the time?
That's him, Sam Kinison.
That's a great reason why I was not a fan of Sam Kinison. No, I did not like Sam Kinison. I liked more the Pryor, the Robin Williams. I liked Cosby. Had stories that, but Carlin was, and if people that love Carlin or know him, I would recommend watching that documentary on HBO Max. It is really, really, really good. Fortico WLS, Joe, talk to me, please, Joe.
Hey, Al, how are you, bud?
Good. How you doing?
Good. You know the coach, what's his name, that left Notre Dame and went to LSU, Brian whatever, I can't
Kelly.
His name.
Kelly.
Yeah. You know, you remember, have you seen the pep rally where he, like, changes his voice to sound like he's from the South?
I heard about that. In fact, I read about that this weekend. So he did do that, huh?
Oh, it's a fact. Like, you look it up, have you guys look it up, and it's literally, he uses the same words that he used when he was at Notre Dame at a pep rally, at the basketball game, whatever. And he says the same thing, but he says it with a draw. So the reason that I bring that up is that's how I looked at Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley emulated Bob Stoops in so many ways, and he picked up this northern kind of accent that Stoops kind of had to a degree, if you know what I'm saying. And the reason I'm even going down that path is I feel like Lincoln is, he's still a kid. Like, a lot of the ways that he handled stuff, you know, we forget Bob was pretty damn secretive towards the end.
No, he wasn't. I knew Bob well.
I'm talking about closing practices and stuff like
Well,
that.
Well, yeah, like, he did get about that. No, he did. But,
and that's what I mean. I don't mean his interview. He was Bob is always a great interview, and I was never like.
No, he did get he. A lot I of his assistants like, wanted it. They got paranoid and urged him to do that. No, Bob over the years changed with that. There's no doubt about that.
And that's all I'm saying. Obviously, his interviews, he was always so, like, I loved listening to you and Jim talking to Bob on the radio. So, okay, Ray Liotta movies. Have you seen Smoking Aces?
What's it about? Tell me, please.
So it's Ben Affleck. It's Ryan Reynolds, Jeremy Piven, and they're basically there's a hit that's put out on this guy that's kind of like a Frank Sinatra. Literally, they're not trying to make him Frank Sinatra, but there's a big cover up. They do plastic surgery. You have to see it. It's
okay.
Jason Bateman's in it, and he's like this coked up lawyer, and he's hilarious. But
it's called Smoking Aces.
Smoking, like, Smoking Aces. Yeah, it came out in 2006. But he's a big, big part of it. Andy Garcia's in it. It's a really good movie. I mean, it's kind of one of those unheralded movies, but I think you'd enjoy it. But and then Blow with have you seen Blow with Johnny Depp?
I've heard about it, and no. Yeah.
Oh, I Tell forgot he's the Liotta. Father. He's the dad. It's great.
Yeah, okay. Blow's a fantastic movie, and Ray Liotta's his dad, and he's not a main character, but he's in it throughout the movie, but he does such a good job. But, when Ray Liotta's a guy, you said it made me think, I was like, well, gosh, he really hasn't done, like,
I know.
A big feature role. But you know what? When I saw Ray Liotta in something, it lended, like, instant credibility to the movie. Because always, you know what I mean? I always thought, like, if Ray Liotta's in it, he's not like Denzel, but he's just a guy that he didn't do a bunch of crap movies, you know what I mean? I guess he had his pick, so he made some good choices. But, yeah, it's too bad, obviously. But, just real quick, you had said something I was wanting to ask you about. I'll let you go. But you said that I listened to your interview with Patty. I didn't hear her say to you that she didn't think Jordy Ball would be available till next week, but and then Jim said something about she had a broken arm.
No, I said that she got a fractured arm.
Does she really? Like a forearm?
I don't know where. I just know part of her arm is fractured.
Okay.
What Patty said, when I had Patty on, what was it, Monday night, Tony?
Yes.
And she said that she was encouraged because she threw some that day, Monday,
yeah.
And she felt confident that she felt good about having her back for the World Series.
Yeah, and I remember saying that, and that's why I didn't maybe catch the entire interview. You know how it is, but when you guys said that to me, I was like, I didn't know it was that serious. But I think the girl, I forget her name, is it Hope, whatever her name is, the girl that pitched today.
Troutwine.
She's very, I mean, she threw a no-hitter, so obviously she's...
Well, she's only given up 6 earned runs. She leads the nation in ERA.
No, exactly. But here's what Patty said that I totally, you see this now. Even Oklahoma State, you have to have 2 pitchers now.
That's right.
It used to not be that way. It was everybody had like 1 ace, and you'd have somebody that you'd put out there, and they bring the ace back in the next game.
Yeah, like if ball was available, she would have pitched the Big 12 championship against Oklahoma State.
Yep, and that's the thing is we may get into an elimination game in the World Series, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and absolutely.
It's the same person, and I think that girl that currently is the backup. I forget her name too. You
Nicole
know
May. Nicole May.
Like she's not bad. She helped.
No, her ERA's under 1 also.
But Ball's
one of the top 3 or 4 in the country, I think. So
she's a true freshman. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then they're
bringing in next year the top high school pitcher in the country, a lefty out of Carolina, will be joining Kirsten Deal, I think her name is. Yeah. So he's loaded, okay? Take care. Have you, Tony, watched that what's the one about the cops in Baltimore?
Oh, it's like the new show on it. No, I have not. I saw it. I just didn't take the time.
Yeah,
to watch it.
Yeah. You're a pretty good filter for me to see a lot of stuff that you like, I like. A lot of stuff you don't like, I don't like. So you're a pretty good filter of steering me in the right direction about some things.
Yeah.
So you've seen Smoking Aces?
Maybe.
No?
I can't recall. I can't recall.
Okay. I've heard. Have you seen Identity?
No, I've not.
Okay.
But I have seen Blow, and I think you need to see that. It's a good movie.
Bet with Leota and Depp?
Depp, yeah. Yeah.
When's this Depp trial going to end?
They had, the closing arguments today, I think, next
week. Oh, did they really?
Yeah, I think today was a big day for that case.
Wow. You have any idea how it's going to go?
I've seen some stuff against her where Johnny's lawyers are grilling her, and she does not look good in some of this stuff. But then I read that Johnny Depp's may not
history?
Win this thing. I don't know, Al. I just don't know.
Now, let me ask you. Could they settle for less, or what? Is this all or nothing? Do you have any idea?
I think it's all or nothing. It's, the gloves have come off in this thing.
Yeah. I mean, and you know what? Publicly, it makes them both look horrific.
Oh, my God.
You
goodness.
Agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Her more than him, I feel, just
oh,
perception-wise.
Oh, no doubt about it. Now,
how
old is she?
Is she in her 20s, I think?
Really? She's that young?
Yeah, I think so.
She looks a little older than that.
Late 20s, maybe?
Good. Google and see what her age is. And what her birthday. We might want to send her a birthday card.
Okay, she's older than that. 36, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's what I thought. Right. Yeah, she didn't look like any 20-year-old.
She's old enough to know better.
And how old is Depp? Is he in his 50s, mid-50s?
That's probably a pretty good guess. Yeah, 58.
Okay, so going to the late 60s. Interesting. We are here at the Lucky Star. Come on out. They have 2 huge game rooms. All your favorite games are out here. They got blackjack going on. Great food, drink. It's a fun place where you can win a lot of money. That's a pretty good combination, if you ask me. So, anyway, come on out to the Lucky Star right here in Concho. 98.1 FM. WS, the Sports Animal.
We're still live and local, Oklahoma.
I don't know if I can do a show now.
Stay with us.
Get the Sports Animals app for your smartphone. Get the Sports Animal app. Hear the Sports Animal live. Listen to podcasts. Or read the Sports Animals' latest social media posts. Get it wherever you download apps or at thesportsanimal.com.
Some of the text here at the Trade Pros Heat and Air Sports Animal Text Nation line. You can opt in animal, text that word animal to 62582 when you want to sound off on any of the topics you may have heard. You can do that very thing by texting 62582 or call us at 405-460-WWLS 888-285-9957. Lug Nut is on hold. We'll read some of these texts from the Trade Pros Heat and Air Sports Animal Text Nation line right now.
Where do all the hippies meet? South Beach. And back here at the Lucky Star in Concho. What do you got text-wise before we go to Lugnut, Tony?
There's one here about Bob Dylan. It says, I've seen Dylan 6 times since 2015. He sang like a Rolling Stone a couple of times in Tulsa and out in Indio, California. He'll sneak hits in here and there. I guess if you're lucky. That's
nice of him, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
What is Al doing this weekend?
I am doing nothing. I'll have my grandsons over one day and go out to eat and just chill, watch OU-OSU softball, OU-OSU baseball, and just really do nothing and keep my countdown going on my return to Thailand. How about that? Which is now at 47 days.
What a plan.
Yeah, pretty good plan, huh? Okay, let us get to the telephone. We're talking about electric cars. I'm trying to find a nice electric sports car, Tony. I saw that Mustang. That's it. It's a minivan. Whatever.
It has
SUV.
Four.
It's an SUV.
That 4 doors does not suit you.
No. Well, no, nor does a Mustang. I never heard of a 4-door Mustang.
Yeah.
Have you?
Never has been a 4-door.
No.
Never will be, as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, that's crazy. I'm in these for these electric cars now, Tony, I think. I mean, they're kind of cool, are they not?
Yeah, if it doesn't use $4 gallon gas, I'm down with it. Let's figure it out a way I can
I don't drive. This is the furthest I go, you know, anywhere. You know, so I don't go 300 miles anywhere. Nowhere.
You go a few days on a charge on a phone, too. So I got to think the car would last you a couple of weeks without charging it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, you charge it 45 minutes?
I don't know, Al. I don't know if it's an overnight deal. That's pretty cool.
No, it's 45 minutes.
How convenient.
Yeah. I mean, my goodness. Okay, let's go to Lugnut. Lugnut, what's happening, my man?
Al, I need a self-charging car as much as I drive.
So you drive a lot, eh?
Well, I've got 2016 Malibu with 252,000 miles on it now.
Oh my gosh!
I'm a big fan, Al. I'm a big fan.
I have never had a car over 70,000 miles.
I used to get one every time I needed an oil change, but I kind of grew out of that a little bit.
Okay. Wow. What year is that Malibu?
16.
Okay.
16,
well,
yeah.
Good,
16
good
HD 2500 diesel truck in the shop, so this is getting all the miles so until it gets out of the shop. But
okay.
Anyway.
Diesel's pretty expensive now also, okay?
Yeah, it really is, but you got to have it.
No doubt.
So it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Al, I texted Jim today during the music, and I said, hey, Al should give you a handicap. He said, what do you mean? I said, like golf, you know, he's better than you are, so he should get a point and a half for each segment he gets right. He texts back, said, LOL, you're exactly right.
That's funny. That's good stuff.
It's usually a mismatch. Tony was ruthless today. What's up with that, man?
Yeah, Tony made it tough for both of us, man. Real tough.
I can't, like I said, like not I can't, or we've told this very often, that I can't give him baby love every week. I can't give him... He's
well, what? Give us the top 10 once and see how we do.
I gave you Raindrops by D. Clark. That's like a number 4.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah,
you
gave me, the Sapphires too, and that's not a top 100 song. And what was it? The one by the Buckinghams, that was a really tough song.
There was only three songs from the Buckinghams, and we knew them.
Yeah, well, it was difficult. But again, what's wrong with letting us? That then you it's equal unequal. So what if we both score well? You against that,
Tony?
Yes.
How about next Friday? We give Al late 80s.
I've tried this, Lugnut. He does not perform well.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I got a certain frame, just like Jim does.
Oh, you just got to stick with your genre.
Yeah,
exactly. You see how tough it is?
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, does the Boston series end tonight, Al?
Yeah, I tell you, if I was in Vegas, I'd put a lot of money. First of all, they're an 8.5-point favorite. There's only been about like two games in both series that are single digits.
Isn't that something?
It's insane. It's the worst in the history of the semifinals of the NBA. Absolutely the worst.
You know what? I think Marcus Smart is one of the most underrated basketball
players. I agree. He's so tough. He can do it both ways and everything. Yeah.
He may be the best on-ball defender in the league.
Yeah.
He's not top three.
He is under. It'll be fun to watch him go against Curry.
Woo, that'll be a battle.
Right? That will be.
Right. I mean, Curry's advantage is just he just needs such a minuscule amount of space to be able to shoot the basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, he almost has to wear his shorts with him in order to try to guard him.
He runs, and he's so much fun to watch. Just unbelievable. Man.
All right.
Okay.
I appreciate it. See
Take
you guys.
Care. By the way, I got this from Blaine. Lakers are hiring Bucks assistant Darvin Ham. So Terry Stotts, man, we'll have to wait for another job. He's in on the Charlotte job. So let's see what happens there with Terry Stotts. So I don't know if he wanted that Laker job, which is headache number one. So I'm slowly trying to read Winning Time, Tony.
Is it in line with what we've watched?
It's different. I mean, it's they deviate a lot from the book. Okay?
It's Hollywood.
Yeah, it's Hollywood. That's exactly right. Do you ever want to live in Hollywood?
Like for 2 seconds.
You know what you would need if you live there?
A helicopter.
Money.
Something I'm always short of, so no, I
guess I wouldn't. By the way, give me a song.
Wow.
What do you mean, wow? This is pretty easy. Wow.
It is?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay? What are you doing there?
I have to throw out something.
It?
I don't think I'm right.
Well, go ahead.
All right. Hang on. Computer
issues. I'm not going anywhere, man.
You want to laugh, don't you?
Yeah, I'm just
All right.
Get ready for my weekend to start here. Go ahead. What is this?
It's Bob Seger, Hollywood Nights.
Okay, give me the first Motown hit.
Oh, yeah. I got this.
Thank you. Very much. I mean, a rocker. Total rocker. Covered by the Beatles. Not as good as Baron Straw. And I love the Beatles. You know that, Tony? That's so much better than the Beatles cover. So much better.
It really is. No doubt.
Yeah. The same with Please Mr. Postman and all those Motown songs that the Beatles tried to, that they cover. So, Barrett Strong. Great song. He became an executive with Motown. and songwriter and everything. So he's really, 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 really good. What do we got on the text, on our polls? What do we got going on? What percent?
53.5% say yes, 46.5% say no. After OU joins the SEC, would you want Bedlam football to continue? At Sports Animal, you can vote now. Out of 359 votes, Al.
Wow, 359 votes. That's pretty impressive. And we started that at the 6 o'clock, Tony.
Yeah.
So
our poll from yesterday is out of 500 votes. Okay. OU fans, would you rather the Sooners play USC as a scheduled game or wait to meet Lincoln and the Trojans in a bowl game? Let's see, 65 say wait to the bowl game, 34.7 scheduled game with USC.
Yeah. As I said, Lincoln Riley is not going to schedule OU. to come to Norman. That will never happen. He wants to be have his safety. He'd have to have armed guards to bring him in. He'd have to go to the president, get some of the security guys to take him and come into Norman. I mean, here's the thing. Football fans, whether they're, you know, whatever school, college football fans they've grew up with it. They're insane with the stuff. I mean, it's the way I turned it when I first came to Oklahoma, Tony, and it took me about 2 or 3 days to figure out football here was a religion. I mean, it was a total, total religion.
I can probably agree with this. My first song I ever learned, I told you this, Al, was Boomer Sooner. The words completely through. I was taught that at an early age.
I know your parents were your grandparents big-time fans, too?
I wouldn't say like fans, but they enjoyed Oklahoma, sports at Oklahoma. You know, they're college-educated, but they weren't as eat up as my mom was.
So your mom more eat you up than your dad?
Oh, boy, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, my dad had to get all of his errands done today so we could get my mother back home so she could watch OU play today on TV. I'm serious, Al.
Oh, my goodness. Now, where's she from?
She's southeastern Oklahoma, like around... I mean, she went to college in Durant.
So where'd you go to high school at?
Payton in Indianola.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm not.
Oh, my God.
She scored 50 points in high school basketball.
Did she really?
Yeah, she's done it.
Good for her. That's really cool. Indianola. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
What's that town like?
It's so small. My grandfather was the superintendent there, and it's just a really small town, Al.
Well, yeah, and I hardly ever heard of it. I take it it's a small town. That's not comparable to New York City.
No. Or Houston.
Yeah, Indianola. Why'd you have your parents meet?
In college at Southeastern. My dad was going to school there, and my mom worked at the racquetball court, and my dad met her there.
At the you know what? I used to play handball. We used to play it against a factory wall. Good sport. Really, really good sport. Fun sport. Give you a really good workout. Okay, we're going to go back. We're here at the Lucky Show. Let me tell you about this place. Progressives and Pinatas on tomorrow out here. Drawings, $500, $1,000 drawings from 2 o'clock to 11 o'clock. So come out, win a lot of money. They got things going on every day out here. So come on out. Also, they got all the TVs here. You watch the softball, baseball, basketball, all the stuff that is on TV. Pull up a seat, watch TV, have a beer, and enjoy yourself. We got one more segment, and then Tony and I are going to be starting our weekend, and that is music to my ear. We will be back with more 98.1 FM. Emma, WWLSD Sports Anima.
We're still live in local Oklahoma. More of Al Eschbach.
Call and we'll talk.
Is next. Oklahoma sports leader. We are the Animal.
Man, sports fan on the best damn radio station in the world, man.
98.1 FM, WWLS. Thus, the Morning Animal.
Morning Animal.
If there's a mom and pop sports book around here, please let me know so me and Spinoza can start going over there.
We like keeping our money in Oklahoma.
Yeah, but you need to not. How many times I get on to you when you brag about how I shopped on Amazon? No, shop local. And that includes your gambling. It includes your gambling.
We already got a nice message. It said, I got a guy. This guy wants me to meet him behind the Edmond Police Department.
So, weird. If it's convenient.
I'll be in blue slacks with a white shirt.
You'll be safe.
Next to a police car.
Uh-huh. That's perfect.
The Morning Animals. Weekday mornings, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WWLS, the sports animal.
I couldn't sleep at all last night.
Back here at the Lucky Star in Concho. Let's go to Jason. You're up, Jason.
How's it going, Al?
Good. How you doing?
Great, man. Long time I hadn't talked to you. I thought I'd call in and pick your brain right quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
So if we're not going to do Bedlam with OSU when we go to the SEC, what's your opinion on going back to the old Arkansas-OU matchup?
Well, I hope they're in the same pod. I hope Arkansas and OU play every year.
That used to be one of the best games of the year. As a kid, I remember my dad, like, we didn't do anything on that day.
No, you're talking about OSU Arkansas then.
Yeah, so it was it was amazing.
And good.
The other thing I'm going to throw at you is, you know, when something bad happens and it's with bad intentions, something good always comes back and prevails. And I just want to get your opinion on the whole Brent Venables thing and what's happened at OU.
Well, yeah, I think it's great. You're right. I think in the long run, it's going to be better for OU. There's no doubt about it. OU may struggle, you know, in the next year or two. But in the long run, especially going to the SEC, I think it's going to work out better.
And so my last little question is what are you thinking just record-wise this year? I hear a lot of people say, we'll be lucky if we win 5 or 6. But
those people are idiots. Those people are idiots.
That's what I think. I think we really have the potential.
I think they go 10-2.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, man. Have a great evening.
10-3 with a bowl game. Oklahoma and Arkansas hasn't played a regular season game in 100 years, Tony. Is that not crazy?
It is.
So,
those are Big 8 days. Is that what you said? Yeah, Big 8 days?
No. OU has never played Arkansas football in regular season.
Wow.
OSU used to play them every year. But no, OU and Arkansas has not played a regular season game in, I think, maybe since 1920 or something.
So you're really 100 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Something like that. Yeah. That's insane, right?
Yeah.
So you're not going to do anything this weekend?
No, lay around. Scumbaggish.
You got dinner plans tonight?
No, I don't, actually. Maybe a sandwich, Al.
Okay. And big holiday for your neighbor.
It could be. It's a potentially big holiday for her tomorrow.
Yeah. You're going to have to watch out what goes on in there this weekend, okay?
Yes.
Okay. That's going to do it for me. I'll be back on Tuesday. Good night, Oklahoma.
Hit the road.
All right, ready?
Oklahoma sports leader means we're talking with you about the NBA playoffs and the upcoming draft.
Boston only went 10 for 31 in the paint. It's the worst by a Celtics team in a playoff game in the last 25 years.
The NFL offseason and post-draft analysis.
Well, the Eagles are getting A.J. Brown knowing he's in the last year of his contract, and 3 minutes later, like, no, he's got a 4-year deal.
Major League Baseball.
The Cardinals have hit, but if you look at their statistics, that does wonders for the batting averages.
Hey, what's going on in there?
And we're always talking college football.
Dylan Gabriel. I think this kid's good enough to win the Big 12. I mean, I think that OU has a
you know, they're the favorite to win the Big 12.
If it happens in sports, it happens right here on 98.1 FM, WWLS. The Sports Animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.